Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, everyone. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Jenna Flanagan, filling in for Allison Stewart today. As the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, you might be feeling that lack of vitamin D in your life. Luckily, our WNYC arts and culture expert, Jennifer Venasco, has figured out some ways to brighten up your weekend in our last installment of The Get Out. She's got all the hot tips for what events and shows to check out to get you up and out of your apartment. Jay, thanks for joining me.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy you're here too, because we need a reason to not huddle in our apartments.
Right, as it gets darker and darker. Yes, exactly.
All right, so let's start off first. Holiday lights at the Bronx Zoo. I don't think the Bronx Zoo is a winter thing.
Right, I know. I must say, besides holiday lights, it's wonderful to go to the zoo during the day in winter because nobody else is there.
And oh, that's a plus right there.
And the animals have those fur coats, so they're a little... But unfortunately, there are no animals right now at night. There's only the holiday lights. But these are giant animal lanterns, like life-size animals, gorillas, elephants, lemurs. And they're lit up by LED lights. They're all these bright colors. And it's just a really lovely, there's lights in the trees. Astor Court has a big Christmas tree. It's just a really beautiful, festive, lovely walk.
Oh, that sounds so gorgeous. Is there any other activities that are being also offered that are also going to be particularly cool at the zoo?
Yeah, so starting December 20th, there's going to be a 20-foot ice slide where you can you can actually go on the slide and they say, like, slide down like a seal. So that seems kind of amazing. Also, for grown-ups, they're going to have an ice bar.
Oh, so a different kind of ice slide, perhaps.
Exactly. And then and for kids, this Friday and for the next two Fridays, they're going to have a lot of activities from Frozen on Broadway, and including you can learn the choreography from that song, Fixer Upper.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it should be a really fun time.
That would be really nice. But just to reiterate one more time, no animals.
No animals, which I talked to the zoo today, and I was like, are you sure there are not any animals? Because I feel like that's like a big draw. And they said, no, the animals have to keep to their sleep schedules.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So even the bats, you know, I was like, what about the nighttime animals? But of course, they reversed them so that you can see them during the day.
Oh.
So, yeah, so the animals have to sleep. They have a bedtime.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hibernation does prove a purpose. All right, well, moving on to a different borough, and that would be Staten Island. There's a Winter Lantern Festival that's kicked off there.
Yeah, so I went there last year. This is really fantastic. So, you know, very similar to the Bronx Zoo, have you seen these kinds of giant lanterns?
I've seen pictures of them, but I certainly didn't know they were on Staten Island.
Yeah, so the Staten Island one is really lovely. The kind of really wonderful thing is the Staten Island one is China themed, mm-hmm. and they actually, there's 100 artisans in China who designed and built these lanterns. They ship them to New York in these giant 40-foot containers, and then these 30 artists came from China. They live in these like little huts around the property, and they put these lanterns together. And there's like lovely scenes. There's pandas. There's a lot of Chinese dragons. There's the Chinese zodiac, and there's also these performances. It's wonderful.
Wow. So it sounds like they're really incorporating like Chinese heritage into this particular festival.
Exactly. So it really feels like this festival is to celebrate the new year, but it really does feel like you are immersed in another culture for a little bit. And the performances particularly, they have everything from plate spinning to like straw hat juggling to traditional dance.
Wow. Okay. I'm wondering now what that's going to look like if it's one of those particular frigid days this winter. Is this just for kids or is this for adults as well?
So 150,000 people came last year. It is overwhelmingly popular. I loved it. I feel like if you let yourself be enchanted, then it's perfect. I should say, though, that it gets very crowded, very muddy. People mm-hmm. should wear boots. And people should also eat beforehand and use the restroom beforehand. Like, it's this enclosed space. So once you're in with the lanterns, you're in with the lanterns.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important for people to know.
Okay. So then one more question. Whereabouts, like, when I get off the ferry or when I cross the bridge, whereabouts in Staten Island am I headed to?
There's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. There's a shuttle. you should just take the shuttle. Like, you cannot walk there. There's a city bus that I think goes there, but really the best thing is to just take the free shuttle. Do not drive there. There's only 250 parking spaces. As we said, 150,000 people. The parking is outrageous. So take the lovely Staten Island Ferry. Take the shuttle across. It's perfect.
All right. So the Staten Island Winter Lantern Festival from November 20th already kicked off to January 12th of 2020. So now there's also the Luminosity Festival. What is that?
So this is completely new. It's happening on Randall's Island this year for the first time. It actually is founded by someone who helped the Staten Island Festival get off the ground.
Okay.
So they are very, very similar, but where the Staten Island one is focused on Chinese culture, this is more focused on like winter and the holidays.
All right. Is there anything, how would you, I guess, describe it then to make it different from the Lantern Festival?
So they have these three lands. There's like this land called Winter Fantasy, where you can climb down to the top of castles. There's also a slide. There's a frozen unicorn. Like, it's very like kind of frosty and icy. I feel a little like Luminosity is really meant for Instagramming, if that makes sense. Like,
the
one on Staten Island feels like cultural.
Yeah.
And this to me feels like it is like there for the people to take pictures.
Okay, so then the most important part, if you're going to be Instagramming, you don't need crowds around. So when's the best time to go?
I don't know if there is a good time. the early reports are that it is really, really crowded. I feel like they're still kind of figuring out crowd control. But for all of these things, always it's better to go either really early or late toward the end. There's time tickets. Weekdays are always better than weekends. So those things will be a little better, but
Okay, so if you're taking selfies, you definitely want to get that blur going on in the background.
Right, exactly.
So that it's just you.
Right, there's going to be a lot of photobombing.
So are there some special themed nights at the park coming up that seem particularly cool?
So there's two that I like. One is tomorrow night, actually. There's one on Chinese history that will have traditional dance performances. And then on the 28th, it's called Electric Light Tonight, and they invite people to come in their own light-up costumes.
Oh.
Uh-huh, to, like, wear strings of lights or whatever they want to do, and then there's going to be, like, a people parade, and that sounds really fantastic.
Oh, that sounds really sweet. All right, so that's the Luminosity Festival on Randall's Island from November 23rd going to January 5th of next year. All right, so Diker Heights Christmas lights. This is a New York tradition.
Yeah, it really is. It stretches back for about 30 years, or maybe to the 1940s. It's hard to say. People have like different ideas about when that is. And you know, it's very, I just learned this, it is very competitive that people.
Oh, I believe it.
Right? Because once you see those lights, so there's 100,000 visitors to this every year. Some houses have 20,000 lights. 20,000.
These families have to be hiring people.
Yes.
Okay.
They sure are.
All right.
It didn't start off that way, but it's certainly that way now. There's actually two main companies that do it. One is called B&R Christmas Decorators. One is Demeglio Decorators. And they do like 85% of the houses. I guess this is kind of controversial. On the one hand, people are like, unlike the old days, everybody works and, you know, they can't do it otherwise.
Yeah.
But it also lends a kind of like sameness and maybe it's not as like just everything creative and fun.
I was gonna say it doesn't have that wabi sabi of the
exactly
homemade decorations, etc.
Exactly.
But I do want to ask, though, very important, this is a residential neighborhood. When is the best time to go?
Well, it turns out that it's better to go later for this. It basically ends at 9 o'clock. People turn off their lights at 9. Oh. And if you go around like 8 or 8:30, right before then there's fewer crowds. But again, you know, this is the kind of thing where you're going to be shuffling very slowly along the sidewalk.
Okay. And are there any tours that'll take you out there?
Yeah, there are. I don't know a lot about those, but what I do know is they're about $50 per person. They're about 3.5 hours. There's no need to take a tour. You can take the D train. It goes within a 15-minute walk. You could take an Uber for that walk. But, you know, it's so crowded that the bus really crawls. You might as well, like, be out with the people and, like, have the, like, Christmassy feeling and be able to hear the carols that are being piped in from each house.
And again, you definitely want to go to the bathroom beforehand and bring your own hot chocolate.
Exactly. Although there are vendors.
Oh, there's vendors there now.
There's not supposed to be vendors, but there are always vendors. They sell light-up things, and they also sell hot chocolate and
things to eat.
And an opportunity for marketing. All right. Well, that is the Diker Heights Christmas lights. They're up now. And then, of course, it wouldn't be New York without the holiday markets. Where can we find some of those?
So I'm most excited about one that I've never been to. I know. It's called the Alsatian Holiday Market. It's in Bowling Green. And it's almost, I guess, very similar, a smaller version of one that's in Strasbourg in eastern France, a market that started in 1570. They had 30 little wooden chalets, these little wooden buildings shipped to New York. And they have, it's all like traditional French crafts. They have chestnuts. They have soup. There's a choir a lot of days. It's bringing like a little bit of France to Bowling Green. It sounds really wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. So what? That would be take the train all the way downtown?
Yeah. Yeah. You could take the one. I myself am a big fan of the Columbus Circle Holiday Market. Like there are people who are proponents of Union Square. And that one is definitely really, really big. It's 150 vendors. Bryant Park, of course, has the tree and ice skating. I like Columbus Circle because I feel like there's fewer people. It's a little more manageable and it's a little less expensive.
Of course. And so are these holiday markets something that you have to go with the intention of buying, or can you just go and just enjoy the holiday spirit?
Oh, you can just go and enjoy the holiday spirit. Also, they all have wonderful food vendors. So you can, you know, you can have some Glühwein, although non-alcoholic Glühwein, which is like kind of like spiced juice, maybe, I guess. Usually it's spiced wine. And you can, and I like to get these, there's just special like holiday treats. You can buy chocolate or you can just walk around to see what people are, you know, do some window shopping.
All right. Well, you did mention one of the other favorite holiday season activities, and that is ice skating. Everybody knows Rockefeller Center, but where are some of the other great places to go skating?
Well, Bryant Park is really a wonderful one because it's not as busy as Rockefeller Center. Rockefeller Center really has insane lines. Bryant Park has, first of all, it's free to skate, although you have to rent skates. I know so many people who work in Midtown who bring their skates with them and they like skate before work.
Oh,
or skate after work. Isn't that lovely?
That is
also,
so sweet.
They have these giant penguins for little kids. So they're these like heavy penguin sculptures with handles. And so instead, you can, of course, hold your little child's hand, but also they can just hold on. If you have more than one kid, they can hold on to the penguin and they can kind of scoot themselves around.
Okay. I have tried to skate around the rink, bent over, holding my niece. That is not to be done to anyone's back.
It hurts your back. I know.
So bad.
When my son was little, that was it really, really takes a lot out of you. It's exhausting.
All right. Well, Jennifer Venasco, thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of The Get Out, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.